You're listening to an SBS News podcast.
When Farah arrived in Australia as a single mother fleeing Iran, she had one certainty. She needed to become financially independent.
I came to Australia for a better than life for my daughter because Australia is very safe and a very good country for me and daughter.
More than a decade later, the sewing skills she learned in Tehran as a teenager are helping her rebuild a life in Melbourne as a sewing instructor and give the city's iconic tram seats a second chance.
The first time I was scared. I want to find a job. For me, very difficult because no family, no friends. And I couldn't speak English. Money very important for life. If you no money, no life.
A social worker introduced Farah to Sister Works, where after completing various English, computer and social skills trainings, she now works alongside 15 other women.
All sister is here, help together, talk together and lunch together. Sister work is like family for me. Good for heart, you know.
Sister Works is a Melbourne-based not-for-profit social enterprise that helps refugee, asylum seeker and migrant women achieve economic independence. CEO Ifrin Fitok says for most of these women, the job is a first step into Australia's workforce.
Women really are the big fabric of the occult community here in Australia, and they are untapped workforce. They're willing to put their best efforts, want to go into employment, wants to grow themselves and wants to participate economically and be like you and I, the taxpayers of these countries. It's almost like their dreams to be able to do so.
Nearly 80% of Melbourne's tram seats are now reupholstered by women from migrant, refugee and asylum seeker backgrounds. The team refurbishes around 70 seats a month. That's more than 1,500 hours of employment over the last financial year. The fabric is recycled. More than 1,200 kilograms diverted from landfill.
A lot of our sisters are crafty. They are really meticulous in their work. And that's precisely the skill that are needed to maintain, reupholster and refurbish the Yarra tram seats.
A little bit hard work, but me, I'm happy.
Yarra Tram Social Procurement Manager Francesca McLean says this partnership is a small shift that speaks to a bigger idea. How public institutions can drive change beyond their core services. She says it's a way of recognizing the skills already present in Melbourne's multicultural communities and giving them the opportunities to thrive.
The workforce that Sister Works has is an incredibly untapped talent pool. They've got the entrepreneurial spirit, the women power. It's our way of demonstrating we can use the taxpayer funds to run the tram network to deliver value above and beyond dollars, right? It enables them to be role models within their families and communities.
Also about self-agency and self-belief and confidence that they are an active participant in this country. They just want to do what you and I do, go to work, save some money, buy a house, buy a car, send the kids to school, and the community will thrive because they have this disposable income that they can spend. And that's how the economy grows, the GDP grows.
In Melbourne, around 3 million people use trams every week. When a seat is damaged, it's removed and assessed, and the ones needing repair are sent to Sister Works.
If your child spilt some food on the seat because they were getting a bit hangry mid-journey, or someone's water bottle or coffee has been spilt, this is what causes the wear and tear. Our people then determine whether the seat is up to scratch for our passengers, and when it's not, it gets sent off to Sister Works. They change the fabric out, or sometimes they change the foam out as well.
And the sisters take comfortable seating seriously.
The sisters even test if the foam is comfy enough for Yarra Tram's passengers. They literally sit on it. So I'm not sure if anyone's sort of got a veto at Sister Works, but we have been told by Ifrin that they do sit on it and have a think, would I be happy to sit on this seat if I were catching a tram? Which is great, right? It shows the care.
Whenever Melbourne is busy with a lot of events, New Year, Christmas, school holidays, we tend to get more seats coming to us. It's a livelihood of some of the sisters. Like whenever they are in the tram, they can see that this is actually my work. This is something that I fix and put back into the trams.
For Farah and the many women working beside her, Each stitch is a step towards financial stability and a way to take part in the city they now call home.
I'm feeling very happy all the time thinking, oh, me, I make that one, I'm making that one.
The seats that you're sitting on, there's actually a story behind it. There's an empowerment that's taking place. There's training, there's livelihood that actually makes that tram seats ready for you to sit on. And that is the effort of your refugee asylum seekers, migrant women, making sure that you have nice, clean, tidy seats to sit on when you are in public transport.
Pranjali Sehgal, SBS News.